The Chandler Shop. Again, I don't know whether it, I think it might have been the Dublin City Ramblers, or I can't remember who, where I learned it. Do you know? But it was from a CD of some description. It was just, it's a jovial song, and that's what it's about. As I went into the Chandler shop, some candles for to buy, I went into the Chandler shop, but no one could I spy. Now I was disappointed, so some angry words I said, when I heard the sound of a right above me head. Yes, I heard the sound of a right above me head. Now I was quick and I was slick, and up the stairs I fled, and very surprised was I to find the Chandler's wife in bed. And with there was another man of quite considerable size, and they were having a right before me eyes. Yes, and they were having a right before me eyes. Now when the fun was over and done, the lady raised her head, and very surprised was she to find me standing by the bed. If you would be discreet, me boy, if you would be so kind, why don't you come up for some whenever you feel inclined? Oh, why don't you come up for some whenever you feel inclined? So many's a night and many's a day, when the Chandler wasn't home, to get meself some candles to the Chandler's shop I'd roam. But never a one she give to me, she give to me instead a little bit more of the to light me way to bed. Just a little bit more of the to light me way to bed. So come all you married men, take heed whenever you go to town, and if you leave your wives alone, be sure and tie them down. Or if you'd be so kind to them, just lie them down there on the floor, and give them so much of the they'll never want any more. Oh, and give them so much of the they'll never want any more.
good old song to finish on.
Good jolly song.
It's jolly.
Jolly song.
Breezy, thank you for your time and your knowledge. Lord.